Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We begin the interesting conversation of having non-Jewish people do work for us on Shabbos. And as a general rule, it is totally prohibited to have a non-Jewish person do work for them on Shabbos. And we'll discuss, if not now, maybe in a short while, about the concept of hinting to a non-Jewish person something to do. This is probably one of the biggest misnomers in Hilchos Shabbos, that people think if you give a cute hint, you say, you know, I want to turn the lights on, but you say, hey, it's dark in here, then all of a sudden everything becomes permissible. But that is unfortunately not the case. So let's go slowly, little by little, through these halachos. So as a general rule, again, to have a non-Jewish person do any sort of malacha for you on Shabbos is prohibited. So let's say, thinking a little bit more outside the box, let's say I have a letter that I want to mail. And so that means I need to, usually it's going to be outside of the tchum, which means, you know, more than a few thousand amos away from where I am. So if I'm going to have someone mail something for me, so that could be a serious prohibition. So are you allowed to drop something off in the post office, you know, let's say 10 minutes before Shabbos? And so as a general rule, the way it works is as follows. If you tell the non-Jewish person to do this work for you on Shabbos, meaning let's say you go to the post office 2 hours before Shabbos, and you say that you want overnight mail, which means it has to get there on Shabbos, and you know it's going to definitely be taking place on Shabbos, that is serious questions and potential prohibitions. So don't try not to do that if possible. And furthermore, let's say if you want to take something to the cleaners, and you say that I need this on Saturday night after Shabbos, and you're dropping it off, again, 20 minutes before Shabbos, which means you know they're going to be doing the malacha on Shabbos, this also has serious prohibitions in mind. So therefore, again, try not to do any of these types of things. There is a general question that how is a non-Jewish person ever allowed to do any sort of a work for a Jewish person on Shabbos? And the answer is that as long as you stipulate fees and payment beforehand, then a lot more things do become permissible. But again, it's sort of a very gray area, so one should be careful as much as possible not to have this happen. And another area is having a Jewish person do construction for you on Shabbos. So again, let's say you meet all of the criteria. Let's say you tell a non-Jewish person that you want something to be done for you, but you don't say it has to be done on Shabbos. You say on Monday you want something done, and you say, listen, you do it in whatever timeline you want, and it happens to be that they then will determine for themselves that they need to work on Shabbos for their own schedule, and you again stipulated all the fees beforehand, all the payment beforehand. Is that permissible to have a non-Jewish person do construction for you in your house on Shabbos? So as a general rule, even though according to the black and white letter of the law it might be permissible, we are actually very strict with this and say that a non-Jewish person is not allowed to do work for a person in terms of construction on Shabbos because of the concern that it just doesn't look right. You're having an addition made onto your house, and all of a sudden you're going to see a non-Jewish worker working for a Jewish person on Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, you wake up to drilling or whatever. It just doesn't sound right. So therefore, these types of things are generally prohibited. And a lot more to say, but for now, we will conclude here and conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akkad.